AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, Chinese President Xi Jinping both say their nations have formally joined the climate deal reached in Paris last year. Obama, during his welcoming ceremony to the G20 summit, says the agreement is a crucial step.
The Paris Agreement alone won't solve the climate crisis, but it does establish an enduring framework that enables countries to ratchet down their carbon emissions over time and to set more ambitious targets as technology advances.
The two are now in talks on a range of issues, including some in which there are sharp disagreements, the human rights, cybersecurity, and maritime issues. Hermine was a hurricane when it hit Florida's Big Bend region yesterday. Small Gulf Coast community of Deckel Beach hit hard by the storm surge and high winds.
A lot of walls blowed out, docks gone.
It breaks your heart, but ain't nothing you can do about it. But we fix it up and go on.
A homeless man was killed south of Gainesville when a tree fell on him. Power outage is extensive, especially in the capital, Tallahassee. Forecasters say now Tropical Storm Hermine has rolled through southeastern Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. Tropical storm warning in place from North Carolina to New Jersey. Forecasters expect Hermine to strengthen back into a hurricane later today once it gets back over the coastal waters. Nine people have died in a rash of unsolved killings that began in January in Anchorage, Alaska. The AP's Rachel DiOro reports little has been released by police.
Police are saying they're homicides, and they're not saying how most of them died. They're not giving any details. They're not saying what kind of connections, if any, the three cases involving two people each there are. We have very little information.
This is AP Radio News. The Vatican has a weekend of celebrations planned for the canonization of Mother Teresa as a saint. Pope Francis celebrating a special mass today for volunteers and mercy workers who worked for and alongside Teresa in her ministry to the destitute and dying in India. Tomorrow, hundreds of thousands of people are expected in St. Peter's Square for the canonization ceremony. Latest AP Gen Forward survey of young adults finds a majority don't trust either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump when it comes to border security. Jackie Quinn with more.
Among young people overall, 47% say they think Donald Trump would be better at securing the border. 26% say Clinton would be, and 18% say neither. But among whites, Trump is preferred by 57% compared to 19% for Clinton.
A strong majority of those surveyed favor creating a pathway to citizenship for people living in the country illegally. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.